You notice here in verse 9 of Genesis 2, it says, out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Now, there's a semicolon there. Now, after that, he says, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, to my limited understanding, these two trees did not grow out of the ground. They were in the midst of the garden. But anyway, let's go on here skip down to verse 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now, we go on to chapter 3, verse 1, starting at verse 1 again. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. See, now, that's like that snake telling her what she can do is like the janitor telling the CEO what he can do in a company. She had dominion over everything. God gave them dominion over everything he had made, everything he had created. And here this snake come telling her what God said. But God was a lie. She could do what God said she shouldn't do. And God never told her, God never told them not to touch the tree and another thing. See, that's why Satan is testing her knowledge or understanding of the word of God. And the same thing Satan will do to you today. He'll check out whether you know. And if you don't know the word of God, he can take it and twist it and make it sound like you, make it sound like God don't really know what he's doing. But he's telling you the truth, which is what you are looking for. But God's word is the truth. And if you do like God said do, then you come out all right. But you, Satan, will, he's so smooth, he will have you thinking that you're right when you're all the way off track. That's his job to do that. Okay. Now the Lord God, let's go down to verse 12. After God called them, and after they had eaten from this tree, and Adam, they found out they was naked and all this, and God asked them, well, let's stop here at, we need to read this whole thing. Well, we just go on from verse. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall surely not die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit and thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her. Now Adam was right there with her. Adam wasn't across town somewhere at the pool hall or something when this happened. He was right there with her. If she didn't know, he should have known better, because God told him in another place. Before Eve was even created, in verse 17 of chapter 2, you see. And later on we'll find that Adam was given rule over the woman. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But there's so much of this that I need to read for me to understand it. Like I say, I'm kind of slow, so I had to read this whole thing to understand what it was saying, to get the understanding that I have. But anyway, here we go. and the eyes of them both were open. Now, if the eyes were not open, how could they see the fruit? Now, he's not talking about their physical eyes. He's talking about their spiritual eyes. See, that those two trees, the tree of life and the tree of good and evil, were not physical. Like I said, they didn't grow out of the ground. I don't understand how they got in the garden and they couldn't grow out of the ground, but then God can do all things. I don't know. This earth is going around and it's not sitting on anything. This earth is moving. It moves at 66,600 miles or something like that an hour. It's constantly going around the sun. I don't know how that happens either, but then these, like I said, God, all things are possible. Now, and they heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden and was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now here, the CEO allows the janitor to con him into doing something the boss told him not to do. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conceptions. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now that's the only place where God said for man was to have rule over the woman, not to dominate her, but to have rule over her. This was to protect her and to guide her and to teach her. But like I said in one of my previous programs, the women have taken over. And are taking over. They haven't completely taken over, but they're taking over the rule of the house and the family. And this is not the way God set it up. But if you read on, that's in Isaiah chapter 3. But, well, I'm getting out of what I'm saying here. But there's so much to this, brothers and sisters, that we need to understand. We need to know. We need to read this Bible first. This is what I'm trying to get you get you to do, is read this Bible so you and ask God to give you some understanding, because like I say, I can't believe it for you. I can read it to you until I get blue in the face, and you still wouldn't understand it, because you have to get in it and read it for yourself and ask God to give you understanding of what you're reading and believe what he says. All right. Now here in verse 17 of chapter 3, again God says unto Adam, he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, and for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve. Now see, God named them both Adam. He called them Adam. He didn't give her a name. Adam named her. This was the only thing that Adam had not named, was his wife. He called her woman, but her name, he didn't give her a name. He named his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living. Under Adam also and his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, a man has become as one of us to know good and evil. Now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Now we were originally created to live forever, but God had to put us out because if God allowed us to live forever in the situation we're in now, that's why Jesus had to come to redeem us from this situation and make it possible for us to die so we could be born again. And like I said, we're going back to that born again thing. We are not yet born again because flesh and blood cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Nor can we enter the kingdom of heaven. So, we're getting close to time for me to get off this. But we're gonna continue this next week. And like I said, I still love you, and ain't too much you can do about me loving you because I'm going to do what God said do, and he said it for us to love one another and as he loves us, and he loves us in spite of us, even with all our foolishness, he still loves us. And if you stay with me, you'll find out that God always leaves a remnant, even though he gets angry with us and he destroys us, but I tell you, God is the only one that is qualified to destroy us because of the fact he can destroy and he can revive you. I'll find that for you. I'll read it to you in 1 Samuel 2 and 6. But today, until next week, we will we'll try to continue this next week if I live in the Lord's family. So until then, may God be with you, bless you, and keep you. This is Brother Gadsby. I thank you for listening again today. Thank you.
We hope today's message equipped you with the knowledge to help you withstand the deceptions of Satan. If you would like to correspond with this ministry or become a sponsor, please write Brother Leon Gadsby at P.O. Box 145, Campsie, Louisiana, 71411, or you may phone him at 318-652-2029. Until next time, may you continually grow in Christ, and may God richly bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
I'd like to talk to you this evening. I'd like to talk.
Thank you for tuning in
to
the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ, House of Prayer. Located in Leesville, Louisiana,
not going quite so
the
well.
Place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
like
abides in
up.
Abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verona. And now, to our General Overseer and Founder, with an anointed sermon already in progress, Bishop Elbert Marvin.
Going on, yeah.
Here's what we want you to do is go ahead and get them out, and we go on to the book of Matthew here for a few scriptures, and we'll see what God will have for us afterward. Amen? If you would, we're going to go to Matthew's 13th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at the 24th verse. The word say here, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, this is Jesus speaking while he was on this earth, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. while men slept